Welcome back to another episode of Share Talks. My name is Jamal.
My name is Harris the King, the boss, the Lord, the Savior, the one and only.
And my name is Ryan.
I don't know why you went so extra with that, Ryan.
Who, me?
No.
Harris.
How did you go extra? You literally just said your name.
Shut up, fam. Listen, Wagwan, everyone. Shed Talk. If you're wondering why we're all looking so dashing and so handsome today, because, you know, it's Yahya's birthday today, so nice. Shout out Yahya. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, guy.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to go out. We're going to go to Benihana's, Weird Flex.
Oi, why are you giving him a shout out?
Are you guys a fan of the colour? Are you guys a fan of the colour?
Oi, Harris is bringing back Clarks.
Clarks are sick. They're sick.
Yeah, I know. People from your demographics love them. And Crocs.
Crocs. He says Crocs.
Speak English.
Oi, what are you going to say?
I was going to say spastic.
Oi, Harris is a... Harris is a hardcore Brexiteer, you know. Oi, what did your parents vote in the Brexit referendum?
My parents voted Brexit.
Oh, yeah.
This is to my mum. I don't know why you voted Brexit. Can't even speak English.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
That's the power the media has on these people.
Yeah, but anyway, Harris's parents want me out of the country.
Yeah, now they regret it because Jamal actually might get evicted.
No, apparently, you know, I can easily sign up for this stuff, but it's mad. I need to use an Android.
Android?
Yeah, I don't know why. It was like some app. They didn't put it on the App Store, but they put it on the Android Store. But it's this thing to verify citizenship or some bullshit.
What the fuck is happening right now?
It's for, I don't know, man. It's some like UK government app shit. I don't even, like, it's long to explain because I don't even know half the details.
Fair enough. Anyways, what you lot been saying, it's been so long. Apologies.
What do you mean? We posted an episode last week.
Yeah, like a month ago.
I'm joking. Nah, we posted a month ago. Well, it was Ramadan and then it was Eid. You know, we had to take celebrations and stuff like that. You know, we got holidays too. But we'll be posting regularly, even, you know, throughout.
We still need to order another fucking mic.
Yeah, I thought we would at least have an excuse of saying, oh, we just wanted to sort out technical difficulties, but Harris kind of ruined that for us.
Listen, I'm sorry, but you know what, guys? There's going to be a special announcement. Next week, we're going to have our first guest on the show.
Wow. With only two mics.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, though. Our first guest... It'll be a surprise, so make sure you subscribe, make sure you tune in next week on Shed Talk. Well, the week after next week. Next episode. Anyways, so today is Doors Unlocked. We have some listener questions for you. Has anyone got them up? Do you have them up?
Yeah. Should we go quite deep straight away, or do you want something light? Tell me what you want.
Start off light, man.
Oh, my days.
Jamal, this one's for you, then.
I hate you.
Love Island, man. Like, you're the only one that watches it here.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Like, how is it this year? Is it... I heard that guy got kicked out.
Yo, I've only started watching it recently. Like, last season, this season.
Okay. How's this season?
It's alright. I don't know. It's chilling. I don't... Fam, I watch it just to watch it. I don't watch it for anything else. I watch it for pastimes and for Twitter, really. Because it's... What, the memes you get from it is pretty fucking hilarious, so...
Yeah, I feel like I know what's happening just because of the memes.
Yeah.
The hottest is Amber, by far.
What about the guys? Who's your...
I don't know, man. I think they're all alright, innit?
Nah, I fuck with Antoine, man. He's sick.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's why he's annoying.
Nah, he's a safe guy. Like, he's a good friend. You just watch it. He just takes care of everyone.
Oh, yeah, what about... what's his name?
What?
What do you think of that mixed race one? I think he's ugly, man.
What? The short the one?
Speak in the mic, man.
The short one.
Fucking not. I don't know if he's short or not. The one who's he's on a date with Amber right now.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah, he's clap, man. But all the girls like him at work.
Nah, he's dank, man. No homo, man. You have to be able to be.
You have
subjective.
To say no homo. It's Pride Month.
Huh?
You don't have to say it. But yeah, like, you know what? I was actually deep in Love Island the other day, and like how messed up as a of a premise sure. It is for a show, because like. Basically, you go in there and the producers try and mess you up emotionally. Like, they're trying to mess with your brain, but like adding all this drama in. Don't you find that kind of messed up?
Yeah, but I was literally telling people, if I was in Love Island, my goal would be to just make
I'm trying to get that 50K.
Everything a shambles, like, for entertainment. Like, I don't care. I'll tell them everything of me. What's the point?
Because I'm
in the show anyway, so what's the point? Like, I'll just...
Yeah, as long as everybody on there knows it's, like, yeah, it's just, like, banter. Like, don't actually catch feelings in that house.
Like, I'm trying to steal everyone's girl. I'm trying to snake every single guy. Like, I don't give a shit. It's a show, fam. I don't care what everyone else thinks of me.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming in, and then I'm going to take one of the females and just be like, hey, if you want to win this 50K, let's just fucking pretend. And then if we pretend, for how long is it? 8 weeks?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, the people that usually win are the ones that couple up early and make it all the way through the end. You know what I mean?
What about entertainment, though? What if you're just boring and you guys are
Nah, but, like, you can still be entertaining because, like, you can meddle with other people's relationships and, you know, fuck around with that shit. Like, you know what I mean? You can still be entertaining for people to like you or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I'm trying to win that 50K. Like, that's the only reason why I'm doing it.
Would you ever go on Love Island?
No. Fam.
Ryan actually looks like what he can. He's a actual legit candidate for Love Island.
Nah, Ryan will be like the doctor from last year.
Yeah, like, I'll just embarrass myself, I feel.
No sauce, Ryan.
Wow, that was fucking deep, man. I've got so much sauce.
Ryan, let's be honest. If you knew that you're being watched by bare people, you would be doing nothing.
Fam, I'd just be like,
You would have to be doing all this mad stuff, like.
I feel like
it would just be a bit mad.
Yeah, no, when I watch that kind of shit, I'm like, I feel awkward for them, like, and I hate the word grafting so much. Like, what is this word grafting? Like, they say, have you never heard them say it? Jamal, you know?
I've heard them say, like, hey, Beza. Nah. Bez?
What?
Bev?
What the?
Bev. I've been bevin tonight. Bev, man, like, drinking, drink, alcohol.
What, beverages?
Oh, shut up.
Man, this guy's so lost. Yes, beverages.
Yeah, but I've never heard of that, so...
Even watch the show.
I don't know.
I watch grafting. Like, I've heard of grafting though.
What did they say? What is got?
It's like when you're trying to make a girl like you or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, talk to the fucking mic.
Oh, when you're working for the girl, like you're trying to get the girl.
I know grafting in English, no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, I think like yeah, Love Island's not really our cup of tea. Mine and Harris's.
All right, next question, man.
So the next question is. Describe 5 qualities in your ideal partner. Oh shit, that's mad. I'd speak at least.
Okay, man. Yeah, 5 ideal qualities. I think number one has to be.
Shut up. Okay, so listen. do physical qualities, and then do. Okay, I don't know, man.
Can't I just do personality and physical at the same time?
Yeah, go on.
Like
man.
As part of 5. 5.
5's right. A lot, man.
I know it is.
I'm a simple guy.
So am I. I'd say like number one. You gotta have like trust in each other. Like, if there's no trust, then there's nothing else. You get me? Like, that's the basis of a whole relationship. Trust.
Wait. So the quality is for her to be trustworthy, not trust.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So trustworthy as well. Number two is. I'm gonna go for a look now. She has to not have a nice bum. Number three, like her personality, obviously, like has to click with you. Like, you have to have the same morals, you have to have the same like that, yeah?
So the chemistry.
Chemistry has to be there, man. 4. Fuck, man, I don't even come up with 4. Like, I'm actually such a simple guy. Like, I feel like I don't have, like, a specific type. If I vibe with you, then I vibe with you. That's me, like, I wouldn't go out specifically for one type of girl.
Yeah.
It just comes about and then it happens. What about you?
So me, my 5 qualities for all the ladies listening out there. I'm joking, no, I'm not. Okay, so
really
my
far from it.
So I think my number 1 quality is a nice bum. You gotta qualify. We have to have a nice bum first. That's the screening process. Then you gotta be loyal. I feel like that's the most important attribute.
I swear, yeah, that's what I meant by trust, like loyal and trust.
Yeah.
Same size of a different coin. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying is, but yeah.
Same size of a different coin. Shut up. Okay, so loyalty.
Different size of the same coin.
I feel like you gotta be a nice person. If you're not a nice person, like not to me, to everyone. If you're not a nice person, I'm not fucking with you. End off. I don't care who you are. I don't care how sexy you are. If you're not nice to anyone or like everyone in general, then fuck you. I don't give a shit. And have 1 month. That's 3, innit? So 4th quality would be. I don't care about humor because girls aren't really funny anyway. Like, really and truly, like, they're not that funny. But I think 4th quality would be like banter. Like, you gotta, like, I don't know.
Be able to take the banter.
Laugh at my jokes. And number five, fam, I don't know. You gotta be religious to some extent as well.
You gotta believe in God.
Yeah, I guess you gotta believe in God.
Fair enough.
But I'll take. Actually, I'm not gonna say that.
Go on, Jamal.
Alright, the next question is.
Nah, Jamal, you have to answer that as well.
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh, okay. Well.
What five qualities in your girl are you most attracted to?
Alright, she's. She's very beautiful, so. I don't think that. I'm not gonna rank them. I'm just gonna say, like. I'm just gonna say the top five, but I'm not gonna rank them. So, she's very beautiful, right? She's very, like, caring. Like, caring very, very caring. Like, that's pretty dope. Like, you know, someone is always, like, there for you and stuff. I don't like being put on the spot.
This is what the podcast is about, like, being put on the spot about your opinions. We wouldn't be here otherwise.
She's very funny. Like, we do stupid shit, like, pranks and stuff like that. Like, it's very easy to just chill. Like... You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Yeah, I get you.
Why are you all
laughing? It's like... It's effortless when you're
training. Yeah, like, you know, we chill. Like, we can do stupid shit. And it's like, no one is thinking... Like, we're very comfortable with each other as well.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And I can't really... think about... Like, I don't really... Like...
All right, I'm not going to put you on blast. Let's go to the next one. All right.
Let's go to the next question.
Should I do this one?
Nah, let me ask this question.
You didn't even have questions up.
I have questions up.
All right, okay. Do it.
All right. So the next question is, what's the annual income you will finally be happy with?
That's quite a good question, actually. So I feel like there's no annual income that you'll actually be happy with. It's being happy with what you have in that moment and then obviously striving to be able to get more, but it's always living within your means of what you have and not always looking to the future. Like, I'm going to be happy when I make this. It's being happy with what you're making right now and then letting whatever comes as well. But still working to achieve better. That's what I feel like. I don't feel there's a specific salary that I will be happy with.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I don't know the number, but I want to get to a position where I'm making more money than I'm able to spend.
Well, that can be right now if you really plan well, so...
No, not really.
It is 100%.
Like, I want to be able to do like whatever the fuck I want. But also no.
But when you make more, there's always gonna be things that will upgrade. So your goals, like what you wanna spend on, will always increase as well. So you'll never be able to get.
Okay,
into that
think
position.
About it this way. I wanna be able to buy a plane and not worry about it because within the week I'm making my money back.
Okay, that's just fucking ridiculous.
So you wanna be a billionaire?
It's a crazy amount.
Okay, that's, yo. I don't ever wanna be that rich personally.
I just wanna
feel like when you become
rich,
everyone around you will change. You will change yourself to some extent.
100%.
So. I don't know, you got to be very, very, very grounded.
Illuminati, shout me.
A lot of people ain't grounded, so...
Nah.
They will affect your mentality as well if you yourself are grounded, so you got to consider a lot of
things.
Nah,
but for me, the way I think about it is, I don't feel like you should ever be thinking, oh, I'm happy with this. You know what I mean? Like, you can... Like Ryan said, like, you can be happy in the moment, but for me, I feel like you should always be pushing yourself to earn more. Not earn more, but like... To get higher, to be in a better position, you know what I mean? And then, like, you might be thinking you're in a good position for yourself, but think about being in a better position so now you can help other people apart from, like, you and your family. Like, work harder so you can now donate more money to, like, a cause that you really care about or, like, really sort something out on this planet. Like, I feel like everyone should work to be as rich as they can to not only help themselves but help, like, others.
Cheers.
So, anyway, yeah, I'm done. No more questions.
I think Jamal said everything. Like, I agree with Jamal. But aside from that, there's definitely probably a limit for me. Like, for me, it's if like all my kids' education and shit's been paid off as well. My family and all that, everyone's calm. Fam, I don't know, man. My goals in life to get a Ferrari and a Rolex. As soon as I can afford those two comfortably, I think I'll be happy in life. But I can be happy without money, as that's a lie. I need money. I need over 100 grand a year salary. Oh, yeah. So forever, all my
this
future
guy right
employees.
Now spends all of his salary on his outfits.
So my future employees, I'm negotiating 100 grand, not taking anything less.
Yeah, that's a fucking sick way to live, man. All right. Ferrari and Rolex. I'll see you in a couple of years. All right. Harris, this is a question for you because I feel like you... I'm not going to say what I'm going to say, but Uber introducing a mute button. Is this humane?
What?
Wait, let me ask it because I'm the one who asked the question.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, I ask my own questions sometimes. So basically, Uber introduced a mute button on the app. So before you call your Uber, you can choose whether you want your driver to shut up and take you to the destination. I want to know whether you guys think this is humane or not, because this is kind of mad. Like, you can literally ask a human to be on mute when you're going for travel. What do you guys think?
I feel like that's perfectly fine. If you're paying for a service where you want somebody to shut up and drive you, let that happen. Like, it's not deep.
Yeah, I feel like it's, if you think about it, right, as a driver as well, there must be times that you're thinking, fuck, I don't want to make small talk. So if you're seeing someone and they put you on mute and you're just thinking, thank God, like, I wasn't trying to talk to this guy today, like, you're pissed off yourself. It's not really that, like, think about it. It's only going to hurt the ones that talk too much anyway.
Do you think the driver should have the option as well to mute their passengers?
Yeah, why not? I feel like as a passenger, if you see that the driver is requesting a mute journey, you're not going to be like, I don't want to take him, fucking bastard. Like, you know what I mean? A mute journey doesn't mean that you guys don't say your hellos when you walk in and goodbyes when you're coming out.
Like, I don't feel like
the driver should have that option. You still feel like the courtesy is there. Why not, Ryan?
Because the driver's not paying
for
the service.
Is that why?
No, he's not.
He's not your equal.
I'm paying for the service. Colonizer. I should choose if I want to talk to him. Fam, shut the fuck up, Jamal, man. Yeah, like, he's not paying for the service. I, like, if he's paying for it or if he's giving me a discount for me to shut up, then yeah, fuck it, I'll shut up. But if he's just driving me around and I want to talk to him, I'm going to talk to him. It's not that deep, man.
Ryan's an evil character.
Ryan inside. Is so, like, I hate it because people actually think that Ryan is the nicest one. But he's the worst.
Don't get it twisted, man. Like,
he just acts for the camera.
That's it, man.
Anyway.
Next question.
Was that your question answered to his best ability, Harris?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Just a service, innit? So, like, if you want to mute...
I know you have an answer written down, so you seem smart. So
no, I don't.
Why don't you go say your...
No, I literally just want to know what you guys thought. That's it. Okay. I wouldn't personally mute an Uber driver any time I go.
Never, because I'm not a prick.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. I'll speak all to right. you. If you want to speak to me, I'll
but you know what?
Speaking to you.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's nice knowing that the option is there. If I'm, if I'm in
no,
a really
No, I think I'll just literally
mood.
Be like, yo, listen, I'm going to go sleep. It's like, I can talk my way out of it. Like, I don't need a button for me to say it. That's kind of mad.
Yeah, or you can just put your headphones in and he'll get the message.
Friend is a cunt, man. Oh my god. Anyway,
bro, you know you've done that. Fam, you said that on the tube the other day. Just
I do
have friends
tube.
And nobody ever talked to you.
Oi, you know
I'm just
tube.
Saying, I'm giving Oi. People their ideas, yeah? Oi. Like, don't fucking
Shut
hate
up.
The messenger, man.
Oi, the first thing I do on the tube when I see someone and I don't really want to be talking is that I go straight on my phone and put my headphones in so deep. If you ever see me on the tube and you're thinking, oh, there's Jamal, I wonder if you see, I've seen you. I've got my head. I don't know why I'm snitching on myself.
Yeah, go over. Just pay yourself
like,
up, man.
I do, fam. Sometimes you're just on the tube and you're just like, fam, I'm just trying to get home or I'm just trying to go to work. Like, you're just pissed off regardless. But sometimes I will give you a smile because I'm a nice guy. Anyway.
Okay, so next question is, how can we tackle rising obesity rates? I don't know if they're rising, but how do you think we can tackle obesity rates?
Make healthy foods cheaper and fast food more expensive. I feel like I was
so you think they should implement like a fast food tax like they did with sugar tax?
Nah, man. First of all, I don't believe in the sugar tax because they just made every single drink shit. Like my iced teas, my Ribenas, horrible. But I don't know how to explain it. I just feel like you have to put the part on the not the obese people. As well, like, I know some of it is like medical, right? Isn't it?
Well, obviously,
like genetics.
I don't know, I actually don't know,
but I feel like you should you can always come down to a moderate level. It's just all about exercise. And
what would you say if like there was a tax, if you're obese you have to pay a bit more?
They already have to, like on flights and shit.
Do they? Oh yeah, like if
they have to buy
two seats. That's fair enough. If you've got to buy two seats, pay for two seats. Like, That's fair enough. But
imagine if you have to be fat enough that they have to buy you three seats.
I feel like, yeah, it is a very something that we do have to tackle quite quickly, because it is putting like a lot of strain on the NHS. Like, it's the second biggest killer after smoking, I think. Obesity in this country, yeah.
I don't think smoking is the number one killer.
No, I'm sorry.
It's like heart attacks.
Yeah. No. Well, obesity leads to heart attacks. Like, it's not the actual cause of death. It's the artificial way of increasing the cause of the death. You get me?
Not really, but I still don't think smoking is the number one cause for obesity.
No.
Or heart attacks.
No. Number one increase for...
Obesity causes heart attacks as well.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's an increased risk of dying younger.
Yeah.
And obesity is the second biggest cause of dying younger.
What, you think smoking is number one risk for dying
younger? I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I'm going to get the facts and figures, but I did see an advert somewhere.
Okay, let's just say obesity is number two. So it's definitely fucked up.
So yeah, it's causing a lot of money to the taxpayers anyways on the NHS, and it's putting a lot of strain on the NHS, so it does have to be tackled quite quickly. And I feel like, yeah, putting taxes on sugary drinks is a good thing, because it's already...
Yeah, but put tax on McDonald's, put tax on KFC, put tax on all this processed shit, man. Because as humans, we're not meant to be eating this shit. Imagine we've gone through, like... How long have humans been alive for? Millions of years.
Put it down, let me search.
Fuck it, man, who cares? Just say you're right. So, imagine millions of years we've been eating rice, meat, whatever. So our body's like adapted to this kind of food. Imagine now we're putting McDonald's and KFC in it. Our body's literally going to be thinking, what the fuck is this? So we should tax it. I think we should ban it, really and truly.
No, not ban.
Honestly, if we're serious about tackling obesity rates, if we're serious, we should ban it. And like Jamal said, we should make healthier foods cheaper.
Wait, why is Harris's first go-to? Ban it. Wait, ban it. I don't like it. Ban it.
Ban it, man. There's literally no point for it.
Nah.
It's just fucking us up. There's people that have that stuff. Because I eat fast food every day. If it wasn't available, I wouldn't eat it.
As cheat days, yeah. You can't ban it. You can put a tax on it, which I agree with. I don't mind putting a tax on fast food.
Why does junk food have to be a cheat day?
Yeah. But I feel like if you're obese, as a mandatory requirement, you're forced to go gym.
What?
Like, you have to go to that gym, sign up, and then there's a probation officer at the gym, and you have to sign in with him on a weekly basis. A, that booms the gym economy. Yeah? Imagine all of these obese people that would have never gone gym are now going gym. That's more money into your economy. Two, it'll be fucking hilarious. I'm joking. Nah, but two, like, they'll be forced to work out, like, and then three, they're getting, like, even if they don't reduce their weight, like, being, like, fat, or, like, being, no, that's a rude way of saying it, being a big
person. No, they are person, fat, like, what do you mean, how is that a rude way, it's a fucking descriptive term, they're fat, I'm skinny.
Being big.
Fat.
Yeah, okay, is not actually unhealthy, if they're, as long as they're, like, exercising.
Yeah, if the internals are fine, it doesn't really matter.
So what I'm saying is, if these people are like, cool, you're allowed to be fat or big boned or heavy, but all you have to do is work out on a weekly basis three times and sign in three times with the probation officer. You know what I mean? Then at least all these people won't be coming in for all of these different problems. They'll be able to move more often. And I feel like over time, they'll just start losing weight.
I think we are going in the right direction, though, because this world has become, UK and America has become very, very health conscious. Like, it's like the new thing. Everyone's trying to be healthy. Like,
yeah, I know, man.
I rarely see fat people anymore, to be honest. Like,
have you not been looking at the mirror? Harris has a fat belly.
All right, so next question is quite deep. We've noticed everyone changing their DP to blue on Instagram. If you're living under a rock, you're probably wondering why the hell are people doing this. So the question is, Sudan, what are your thoughts in the situation of Sudan right now?
I think it's best Jamal explain this one.
What? Jamal, first explain what is happening in Sudan.
All right.
For everyone on Instagram, if you don't change your DP blue, if you don't know what's happening in Sudan, because you're pissed. Shut up! You're pissing me off. No, stop.
I disagree with
you. No, fuck you. You're pissing me off. Because changing your DP to blue is not spreading awareness. You're just telling people Sudan. That's not gonna force someone to Google Sudan and shit. You should change your DP to blue. Should throw some stories about what is happening in Sudan at least, or like show some links on how to help the cause. Not fucking just change your DP to blue and just showing a fake death count. No one knows if 100 people died, 1,000 people died. You lot don't even do your own research. So fuck you. But if you have good intentions, it's alright. But just act on them better. No?
So Jamal, what's happening in Sudan?
Okay. I don't know what's wrong with Harry's nowadays. But anyway. Sudan had a... We're having a protest because of hyperinflation in their country. Like, the price of everyday goods was too expensive for the average household. So they started protesting a dictator, Bashir.
Al-Bashir.
And so...
He was a president.
Yeah, so they were protesting him.
Fuck you, Ryan.
The military then ousted then said president, right. And then said that they would hold a 2-year military transition government.
Three years, isn't it?
No, 2 years. And then they were going to have an election after those 2 years and give the power over to the people. So then people were so unhappy because the head of the military at the time was still affiliated with the president. So then he resigned and another guy came into place.
The rates were still fucked, so they're like, what the hell, we want to get this over and done with as soon as we can. Really, why are we waiting 2 years?
So, but now the problem was that the communication between the People's Council and the military like kind of broke down. The military was stalling, people carried on protesting, and then in May or June, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure what the date, but then the military basically started June. Opening fire onto people while it was still Ramadan and coming in to Eid. Majority of the population in Sudan are Muslim, so to be killing people while they're fasting or trying to celebrate Eid, it's pretty inhumane. So, that's really and truly what's happening right now. To keep up with, like, I'm not really keeping up with like the latest death counts and like what's happening there, but that is really just the quick TLDR.
So what do you think should have happened to Al-Bashir? Because he's basically been overthrown, right?
Yeah, as president. He's been overthrown.
So what's his situation right now? Is he free to... I'm sure he's free to...
I feel like he's ran away, man. By now, probably he has the money to run away.
He made his first public appearance like 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just saw a photo of him exiting a building. Like, I don't know what's happening with him, but he hasn't run away.
Okay, so he hasn't run away and he hasn't been arrested or anything. He's basically just a civilian right now. Do you think that was right of the military to do that, or should they have murdered him?
Whoa, why are you saying it murdered him like that?
They're going to do a proper coup, innit? You might as well do it properly, like...
Whoa, like, it doesn't have to end in... It was a peaceful coup, I feel like. It was a good one, right?
It definitely wasn't peaceful, Jamal. They had guns to him and said, yo...
Yeah,
you're not president anymore. Back down right now, we'll kill you.
No one really died, right, didn't they? Well, so he's not president anymore. I feel like... It depends. Like, once a People's Council comes up, they can then decide on whether or not they want to arrest
him. So what, he's out of jail?
No. He was
driven from a jail.
Yeah, he's facing charges.
Oh, he's facing charges. Okay, he's cool. That's right.
He did do some fucked up shit. Like, there was a genocide in Darfur. I think so.
Yeah. When he did ethnic cleansing of non-Arabs.
Yeah.
And black minorities as well.
Yeah.
So he just killed... Basically, this guy, Al-Bashir... Sudan has been in has been a country for like what, 60 years? Something like that. Sudan has been a country for a very short time. He was president for like 30 of those years. So imagine he's been the president for half the life of Sudan and he's committed like war crimes, genocide. He wants Sudan to be he wants it to be an Arab state only. He doesn't want blacks, anything like that. So he's literally tried to commit genocide and shit. So that's another reason why people want to overthrow him as well. So I just think this guy's a bit messed up. But there are many Arab countries that are going through the same shit. Basically all of them, apart from like Saudi Arabia and Iran and Qatar and them lot. So, yeah, not only Sudan, you guys should educate yourself in Yemen. Educate yourself in Syria as well. It's really and truly, they're all really messed up. But we can't really help. I know a lot of people say, oh, why don't people help? Well, we can't really help. Like, how are you meant to help a country that doesn't really have a government and where two political powers are trying to destroy the countries and shit? Cool, you can donate money to
the poor, blah blah blah. But that's not gonna, it's not a long term fix for the problem. So I don't know. I guess we just gotta wait and play out like history always does. It's kind of sad. Just pray for those people. What the fuck are you shaking your head for? What are you gonna do? You don't even know what's happening in Sudan.
Shut up. Okay, look, I'm just saying one thing about.
See, look, everyone's changed the DP to blue. Ryan still doesn't know what's happening in Sudan.
Fam, all I'm shaking my head at, and you're fucking like going on some mad one, yeah?
I'm trying to get content for the view.
All I'm saying is, let's not stand back, like, and watch history unfold, because what the fuck's that going to do, Harris? Man, that's the dumbest thing you've said today. But I agree, we can't do much from our position here, and I don't have the answers of how we can help, but there must be a solution out there somewhere. But yeah, should we ask one more question? We've got to go.
What do you think your solution is?
What, to what?
Sudan.
I literally just said, I don't have a solution, but I'm saying we shouldn't just stand back. You shouldn't just say to people, just stand back and watch history unfold, because that's when fucked up shit happens.
That, I'm only saying that because I truly believe there's no solution that us, like people right now, really can do unless we gather in a mass in like countries on countries. But that's, like with the that's internet, very, very unlikely. We're trying to solve... People have their own issues to solve in their own country. People are very, very selfish. Yeah. I'm just saying it's very unrealistic. I wish we could do it, but it's very unrealistic.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's a very uphill battle, and it does have to come within... Like, what Sudan was doing, protesting and stuff, it actually got their president out of power, which was sick. Unfortunately, what happened after was very bad, but if they keep on going at it, it's going to change. If they just sit back and sit in the house...
Obviously, no, I'm not talking about the people of Sudan. Yeah. I'm talking about outside countries, us.
Okay, yeah. So, like, yeah, we're in a very limited position.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. Okay. So, should we do one question because we got to go?
Go on, last question, we got
to
go.
All right, this is more to do with us. So, let's tell the viewers, what is our vision with Shed Talks? Why do we start it? I know we've already, like, sort of said about it before, but have you got, like, an updated vision of what it is? What do you want to do with it? What are you enjoying so far with the process?
So, I'll be like... The vision for Shed Talk, I feel like I just want to, you know, keep talking about topics that educate us three, and hopefully topics that a lot of people don't really know a lot about. Like, hopefully, like, if you didn't know about Sudan, you literally just learned today what's happening in Sudan, so you can do some further research. We're just trying to, you know, just keep going at it. We're not looking at this, like, a lot of people confuse this as like a business, like we're trying to like do this so we can make money off of Shed Talk. It's not like that, because we would be promoting on way different levels and shit. We're just trying to speak, try to get some natural gravitation. If our audience naturally grows, then we'll invest more time in it. Obviously, our personal goals is I'm trying to be like one of the best chemical engineers. Ryan, I'm sure, is trying to be one of the best physicists. Jamal's trying to be the best like finance guy. So we got our own personal goals. We've got our own like family shit as well. So, but this is just an outlet for people who want to enjoy this topic, enjoy a podcast, want something to listen to at work and shit, and just learn stuff in it.
Would you care if like we had zero viewers?
Yeah, I'll stop the podcast immediately if we had zero viewers, because there's no point, I feel like. But even if we have two viewers, I'm happy to speak and share my opinion. Zero viewers, I don't care, because like, who are we really talking to? We're just talking to us three, and we do that all the time anyway, so fuck zero viewers. I don't want to look back at this as like a conversation. Like, I don't give a shit about that shit. I'm trying to speak to people, and I want people to speak back to me, because I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about the general population's opinion. So yeah.
I love it as well, guys. Like, people come up to me and say, right, let's talk about, you should talk about this next week, talk about this. And then I actually have a conversation about that. And that normally wouldn't happen. Like, people wouldn't come up to me and say, oh, you should talk about this. And then I'm like, okay, what's that about? And it's fun. And even if, I wouldn't even mind if zero viewers watched, you know, because I wouldn't mind watching this back in like 10, 15 years time and seeing like, lol, is that what we actually were like? Like, we're so dumb back then. Like, I know I'm going to look back and say, why on earth were we saying that shit? We're so uneducated. But at the same time, like, yeah, it's been fun. Well, it is fun, and it's going to be even more fun.
Yeah. What about you, Jamal? I feel like if we have a proper camera, we'll take this seriously. We might start a GoFundMe page to raise money for a camera, because we're using this shitty 1995 DSLR.
Don't do that.
Yeah, put your money to good causes, not some fucking like camera. Sudan,
you what do you mean? Syria, you talked about Yemen. Like,
yeah, but
donate to that. Don't donate for
us. Spreading awareness as well as educating people on stuff in the world, you know what, is guys, a good listen, cause. You know,
do you think that we should do something like as a charity thing?
Yeah,
like,
that's a good idea.
Like, let's try and organize some charity shit that we can do.
Like, fam, we've got 10 listeners.
Yeah, let's do 3-peats. Fam, we'll vlog it.
Okay. You lot who didn't donate to me in 3 Peaks, yeah, you lot are selfish.
guys. You couldn't even donate £1 to a charity.
Yo, guys.
That's crazy. I always donate to your lot shitty stories. I'm joking. All right. I'm actually interested in the cause, but you don't donate to
me. We're
going to
go
sad.
Cancun, and we're going to walk the stretch of the beach of Cancun in 2 days.
In order to raise money. We should have Kilimanjaro.
Is that one in Africa?
Yeah, it's the biggest mountain in Africa.
I don't mind, you know.
And that's a bit hard. That's a bit hard. You have to camp and shit.
I swear you have to have oxygen and stuff for that. Wait, did you hear about all those deaths? Oh, I don't even know if we should talk about it, but yeah. Bad deaths on Everest, like 10, 14 deaths in 2 weeks. Obviously. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that's just rich people trying to do rich shit.
Okay, anyways, thank you guys for watching. We've got to go off to have a meal with Yahya. Once again,
happy birthday,
Yahya. You're the guy, man. We'll see you in a bit. And we'll see you hopefully in 2 weeks' time.
One week's time.
Next episode. With a guest.
Big guest!
And two extra mics.